Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chancellor. Thank you for the honor you do me by allowing me to be here and to present at this distinguished forum. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, that is the Library of Alexandria, and I do hope that you will all come and visit sometime. I have a lot of material to cover in these 40 minutes, so I intend to say a few words about the prologue, and then this should be the seven pillars, not the seven pillars of the knowledge revolution, and then implications for education-related institutions, something about how I think the educational process itself is going to change, and then conclusions about the university. So every time you see a red slide like that, you know that I'm starting a new section, and I'm getting closer to the end. So I'm going to use a lot of slides, so fasten your seatbelt, as they say, and let's go. The main point I'm going to also emphasize is that the human brain is not only an amazing thing, we understand very little about it, but we know that we are very good at processing visual information, but also at being able to construct abstract ideas. And the ability to handle abstract symbols allowed us to invent writing. So, I mean, we have letters, then words, and then sentences, each of which is one level of abstraction built on the other, and we reinterpret them. And that allowed really knowledge to accumulate, broke conventional evolutionary processes. But I believe that now we are on the cusp of a profound knowledge revolution in the very structure of knowledge. And it's the biggest thing since the invention of writing. And I will marshal my evidence to that very big claim. Just generally speaking, data, when it's organized, becomes information, and when it's explained, becomes knowledge. But that is not the same thing as wisdom. As I said in the Mandela lecture, those who invaded Iraq had a lot of knowledge, but not necessarily wisdom. And science and the scientific method brings data, information, and knowledge, but we really need the humanities to help us evolve the dimensions that enable us to have what we call wisdom. Now, the main thing is that the biggest invention that allowed human civilization to rise was the creation of writing. It allowed knowledge to accumulate and to be transferred across space and time, intergeneration and otherwise. Whether it was in stone or in clay tablets or in papyri or in scrolls, as we know, or by the invention of the codex. Actually, after the invention of the codex, it became the preferred format. Whether it was in manuscript form or printed form didn't matter.